When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've always said that the most important technical skill you can have in trading is the power of making the correct prediction, right? Everyone loves the setup, the entry, the exit, stops, targets, all that fun stuff. But if you think about it, at the end of the day, if you can't correctly predict which way the market is likely to go, then what's the point of all that other stuff? So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how to train the skill of making accurate predictions in the market. I was talking to one of our traders earlier today. She was struggling with kind of making predictions. She was saying, hey, I think I'm doing a good job at identifying the ebbs and flows, the support, resistance, ice zones, a different type of classic pattern formations, wedges, double tops, double bottoms, and that stuff. But I'm still struggling a little bit with making predictions. And I said, hey, make sure you're hopping in the live room or at least catching the recordings. And a cool little game is, right? You guys know what pairs I go through, right? I tend to go through my portfolio first because I'm selfish. A good little game is look at those pairs before the live room. A bunch of traders will always do this. And then make a prediction. And then see how your prediction lines up with mine. And then if that prediction lines up with mine, it means you're the most awesome person in the world. If it doesn't, when you're in the live room, ask the question. Say, hey, I was looking at this level, just curious, how come you didn't choose that? Or how come you chose this one instead? Or if you're not in the live room and you're catching a recording, shoot me an email or a message saying, hey, saw you look at the euro dollar this morning. You predicted a move to 1740. Just curious, why did you overlook 1720, whatever like that. So it's about playing that game, right? Jason says this all the time too with his the little spreadsheet prediction report card where, you know, you just create a spreadsheet, make predictions, and then just track your accuracy. It's a nice little game of how accurate are you? And then you'll see that maybe you start off and you suck, right? Maybe you start off and your predictions are only 20% accurate during week one, but maybe after the first month, now you're up to 40%. Now after the third month, you're up to 50%. And it's training a skill. I would tell you this too, however, in my experience, and I still get this from time to time whenever I get into a funk. So you guys may not know this, right? But I get into funks as a trader, right? Now the experience of doing this for almost two decades now has given me the skills to quickly remove myself out of a funk, especially mentally. But there are times where I get into a funk and I just can't win, right? I remember talking to Greg about this, or he's struggling. Let me ask you guys this question. What do you think is the first thing that goes when you're in a funk, when you just can't win? Aside from money, right? Aside from your trading account, you're like, Akil, the trading account's the first thing that goes. Income? No. What's the first thing that goes, right? It is your confidence. Your confidence goes, right? It's no different than any sport, right? When you're playing basketball and you're missing a bunch of shots, you don't even want to take shots anymore. Now, the best of the best will, but you don't want to take shots because you're afraid that you're going to miss them. So my basketball coach always told me, hey, just try to get a layup. Go for the closest shot that you can find. In soccer, we're dealing with this right now where I'm an Everton supporter. 6-0 yesterday. Oof. By Chelsea, out of all people. But we have a striker, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who at one point was one of the best strikers in England. And he's been injured on and off. And that's kind of got him into a funk. And he just can't score a goal. And I've always heard that strikers are very confidence-based, where if you're on a cold streak, just everything is bad. Nothing goes in. You it could be an open net and you shank it to the right. But once you get that taste of the goal, right, then you get confident. So he had a goal the other day. It was a just a simple PK, but just seeing the ball go into the back of the net, then he scored two more in the next couple of games, right? And some of them were lucky, some of them were weird, but it just kind of flowed that way, right? In baseball, it's the same way. You go for a hitless streak and you start swinging at all types of weird pitches, or you can no longer see a pitch come down, and you just got to get on base, right? So when you're in a funk with trading, the first thing that typically goes is your confidence, right? You just don't believe that you can do it. You don't trust that you're seeing things the right way. Yeah, I think that's a double bottom, but I'm not sure if it's a double bottom. You don't trust your ability to make predictions, where it's like when you're on a hot streak, you're like, oh man, I know price is going to 90 flat. I know it, right? When you're on that losing streak, you're like, oh, man, maybe it, right? Because you're dealing with the ghost of past losing trades where you felt really confident in your predictions and then they didn't go there. So now you're like, right? So a lot of making predictions is just having confidence in yourself as a trader. It's being confident and saying that, hey, I trust myself. I trust my analysis. I trust my training. And those three things have given me the skill to make consistent, accurate predictions in the market, fully understanding that the market doesn't have to go there. It won't go there all the time, but more times than not, it will follow through. So a lot of it is also building confidence. And again, the thing about being a newer trader is that confidence has to be built. You have nothing to build confidence off of because you're just starting off, right? You've got an open lot and just a bunch of materials there for you to build a house with. It's not like this is your first time building it. It's not like you've built houses before and you kind of know what you're doing, right? This is your first time building it. So there's always going to be that kind of hesitancy, right? Where you're like, do I really know what I'm doing? And that's when you watch another builder, right? That's when you have a master builder like myself, right? And you watch how I put the bricks together and you say, okay, I was going to do that same way. Perfect. That works. Or you see me do something else and you're like, hey, Akil, you know, why did you lay it out that way instead of this way? And then I tell you why. And it doesn't mean you have to follow that way, right? Because every trading strategy is different. But that's how you start gaining confidence. And eventually you start understanding that, hey, I am doing the right thing, right? You put all these pieces together, you build it. And then once you have it, it's a lot easier to get again once you lose it. Because at some point, you're going to lose it. And the key is, how can I get it back? So do those practices, guys. If you want to build confidence in your trading, confidence will help you with your predictions as well. Yes, Everton, what a nightmare. The one positive, Scott, is that it was over so quickly. I like Cole Palmer. So we were Cold Palmer, right? We like watching him. So I was happy for him. I liked him at Man City and just, you know, he was stuck behind Foden and like, you know, you're not getting in over Foden. So I'm happy to see him do well. I like his game too. He's straight to the point, no facial expression, just handle business. But the good news was that we lost so quickly. It was over in like, what, the 20th minute? We lost so quickly that we were able to sub people out and save it for a more important game this Sunday, I think, versus Forest. So I guess there's one positive in that, but it was weird, man, because like we're not good, but we're not good because we can't score goals. We're really good at defense. Like we're one of the best defensive teams in the league, and we just got ran from the open from the first 5 seconds where, you know, they passed the ball, nutmegged us, and almost scored within 5 seconds. We just got ran. It wasn't our day. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Hey, if you want to hop into the live room with us or take in some course content or just, you know, spend time with a great community of traders of all different levels, feel free to do so. Just check out our website, www.tier1trading.com. There is a risk-free 14-day trial membership, which allows you on the platform. You can experience all the stuff I just mentioned and see if it's the right fit for you before making any type of commitment. So www.tier1trading.com. I'll see you guys over there.